I don't know. John, I want to believe you, but I can't. I mustn't.
Hetty, why are you so scared?
You mustn't ask me.
She's right to be scared.
Mr. Shafter?
And you should be scared, too.
Dad!
What does he say?
It's too dangerous. He suspects me. Burn the code message, Porlock. Damn the man. Oh, how can he be so careless?
For God's sake, he might be in terrible danger.
Where's that first letter?
Oh, you threw it on the table here. Shall I burn it for you?
No!
But it's what he wants you to do.
I don't care. This is too important to drop.
But it's useless. We can't decode it.
Can't we?
My Etty's already pledged to Ted Baldwin.
Who the devil's Ted Baldwin?
He's one of the Scourers.
The Scourers again? It seems to me in this town it's Scourers here and Scourers there, and always in a whisper. Who are these people?
They're a murder society.
What?
And when they don't murder, they maim and destroy. They make good men pay them for protection, and they arrange for accidents if the money's not there, regular as clockwork. Everyone knows it.
Everyone knows it? And why haven't they been brought to justice?
No one dares to speak against them.
Well, I've never heard of these Scourers.
They also call themselves the Ancient Order of Freemen.
The Scourers are the Freemen?
So? You've heard of them, at least.
Heard of them? Sure. I'm a member myself.
You?
But why shouldn't I be? The Ancient Order stands for charity and good fellowship.
In some places, maybe. Not here.
Show me your proof. There's no proof.
Someone to see you, McMurdo.
Who is it?
It's me, McMurdo. Mike Scanlon.
I'll be right there.
Mr. Shafter, it's me brothers you're after insulting. You prove what you're saying, or you apologize.
You can find other lodgings in the morning, mister. And keep away from my daughter. Well, go and talk to your Scour a friend.
Why the devil haven't you reported to the bodymaster?
I've been busy. Had to find a job.
Good Lord, man. You should have gone to him the minute you came here. You're a fool.
A fool, am I?
What's happened to you?
That's my affair.
Sure. No offense meant. But listen, don't set yourself against Boss McGinty, brother. Don't do it.
Will he be at the saloon now?
Oh, yes.
Right. Now, the reference is to a book.
Mm-hmm.
That's our point of departure.
Pretty vague one.
Perhaps there are points which have escaped your Machiavellian intellect.
Perhaps there are limits to my patience.
If there were, I would have driven you to them years ago. A book. Now, what clues do we have?
None.
No, it's not quite as bad as that. Now, look here. Now, how does it begin?
534, C2, 1310.
But the 534 is larger than the other numbers.
Yes, obviously.
No. Written larger.
Oh, I see. Yes, it is.
It is, because 534 is the page number.
Holmes, if you know all the answers, why are we playing this?
I don't know
game?
All the answers. I merely know how the code works, and this is no game.
All right, 534. So, our books become a large book. C2. Chapter 2?
No, hardly. For one thing, if we have the page, the chapter number's immaterial. And for another, if page 534 only finds us in the second chapter...
Then the first must have been pretty intolerable.
Yeah.
Column 2.
Brilliant, Watson. You're scintillating this morning.
A large book printed in double columns. Now, this man, Porlock, he wouldn't have used just any book. For the code to work, it had to be a book that you could lay your hands on.
Yes, he has a copy, and he expected me to have one, too. In short, it's a very common book.
The Bible?
No, too many different editions. Now, Porlock knew for certain that his page 534 would agree exactly with my page 534.
Bradshaw's railway timetables.
Now, Bradshaw's vocabulary is nervous and tense, but somewhat limited. No, not really suitable.
Dictionary? No, it's too many different ones.
And what's left?
An almanac!
Whitaker's Almanac. Excellent, Watson.
I don't Thank you.